Today's Mishnayos is Masechtes Peah, Perikei, Mishneh Gimel, and Mishneh Dalet. Today's Mishnayos are being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Arye Tzvi, Ben Reb Chanoch Hendel, the Kozha Glove Goyen, Hashem Yimkom Damri. So the Mishnah is continuing along Masechtes Peah, discussing not the laws of Peah, but rather the laws of Leket. So just to review, it says in the Torah, Uvekutzuchem es Ketzeratzuchem, when a person is harvesting his field, number one, Loisachal Pasodchaliktzar, you're not allowed to harvest the entire field, but rather you have to leave over the Peah. Additionally, the Leket Ketzircha Loisalaket, from the Tfua that you are allowed to harvest, in the event that there's Leket, which means, in the event that some of the stalks of grain fall on the ground, it says in the Torah, loisalaket, you're not allowed to gather it, you have to leave it there. What are you supposed to leave it for? The next pasuk says, la'ani v'lager tazoy v'osam. You're supposed to leave it for the ani, you're supposed to leave it for the ger. Zok de Mishnah, ein megalgalin b'toyfeach divirameir. So, you don't see this every day, but there are actually two completely distinct ways how to learn this Mishnah. Two different pshatim, the Rav brings both of them, and the two pshatim are really very, very different. So first pshat first, second pshat second. Ein megalgalin b'toyfeach divirameir. Rameir says that a person who is harvesting his field is not allowed to harvest all the different crops at once. Meaning, let's say somebody has a field, and there are different crops that are inside the field. Now, we know already from the previous prakim that that person would have to leave peah individually from each one of the crops, but we're not talking about peah now. We're talking about leket. So a person has a whole bunch of different crops, and he wants to harvest them together. So Rav Meir says he's not allowed to. And the reason he's not allowed to is because we're concerned that if one of the crops is better and the other crops is inferior, then there's a possibility that there'll be a disproportionate amount of leket from the inferior crop. And as a result, Daniyim are going to lose out. So if a person has two crops, and just to be clear, the issue is not two crops. The issue is when one of the crops is toifeach, one of them is a very, very inferior crop, it's in that case, you're not allowed to be megalgal, you're not allowed to do the harvesting together, because we want the ani to be able to get his fair share of leket, even from the better crops. The chachamim say it's not a problem, because it's not muchach that the ani is going to end up getting a disproportionate amount of leket from the bad crop. Meaning, if you knew for sure he was going to, then you're right. The chachamim would agree. But being that it's not muchach for sure, the pnei she'efshet, there's definitely a possibility that that's not the way it's going to play out. So it's for that reason, it's going to be okay. So according to the first pshat of the Mishnah, machlokes Rav Meir and the chachamim is a person allowed to harvest toifeach together with his regular crops. According to Rav Meir, he's not allowed to. According to chachamim, he is. Why does Rav Meir hold he's not allowed to? Because there's usually a certain amount of leket that falls while the person harvests, and in this case, if he's harvesting a good and bad, maybe there'll be too much bad. Chachamim argue, because the Chachamim say, who says this is going to be too much bad? Maybe there won't be. And as a result, it's going to be okay. The second pshat that the Rav brings in terms of how to understand this Mishnah is, we're talking about a farmer who wants to water his field. And he had a galgal, he had a wheel, and the wheel would cause water to come into the field. The question is, could he do it while there's leket on the ground, or could he not? So Rav Meir holds, ein megalgalin b'toyfeach. He's not allowed to. He's not allowed to be megalgal. He's not allowed to use this wheel b'toyfeach to the point where he's going to make the field wet, because he's going to end up ruining the leket. The chachamim matirim, the chachamim say it's okay, mipnei she'efshar, because even though it's true that he may damage the leket of the aniyim, but it's always possible for him to reimburse them. And because he could always make them whole in some other way, so it's for that reason it's going to be okay. So according to the first pshat, ein megalgal b'toyfeach. Megalgal means like do things together. So you can't take toyfeach, which is an inferior type of kidneys, inferior type of crop, and harvest it together with some of the better crops. According to the second shot, galgal is miloshen wheel, toifeach is miloshen wed. Either way, two completely different halachas, machloikis Rav Meir and the chachamim. Mishnah dalet, balabayis shoyo ever, mimakom mimakom. There was a balabayis, a person who's a balabatish, a person. He's not an ani. He's not someone that qualifies to take a leket or shikha or peya or maisa ani for that matter either. However, this person was traveling, and because he was traveling, he didn't have food with him. He didn't have the things he usually has. As a result, v'tzorech lita leket, shikha, peya, maisa ani. So he's to the point where he's desperate and he has to come on to Matnas Aniyim. So the Mishnah says a chiddush yiter, he's allowed to. Meaning, even though really he doesn't qualify to take it like the Chikhope, but right now he doesn't have what he needs. So the halacha is he could take it. When he goes home, Yishalim, he'll make the aniyim hold divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. The chachamim oimrim, the chachamim say, ani haya ba'is hasha. I mean, the chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer that this person, even though really he's not an ani, is allowed to take a lakta chikum peya. However, the chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, whereas Rabbi Eliezer says when he goes back home, he has to make the aniyim home. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say, Ani Hoya Ba'is Hasha, and because he was an Ani at that point, so it's for that reason, he would be allowed to keep it. So, this is a Chiddush. Ordinarily, when you say, La Ani Taza Ba'is, and we think of someone that's really an Ani. Our Mishnah is Mechadish, that an Ani could be even an Ani Ba'is Hasha. So even if you have a person who really is not an Ani, but just right now, because he's traveling, he doesn't have things with him, it's for that reason, he is an ani, that's also considered an ani. That person's allowed to take leket, he could take chikla, he could take peya, he could take maaser ani. The Rambam brings this halacha in Perek Tes, Hilchis Matnes Aniyim, Halacha Tezvav. And he adds one word. The Rambam says, Bala Bayis Shoyim Halach Me'ir Le'ir. Bala Bayis was traveling from city to city. V'tomu lo yamoyis baderech. And he ran out of money. V'ein lo'y ma'yoychal atlan. He doesn't have what to eat. Hareza mutter likach. This person's allowed to take leket, shikha, Upeya umaiser ani. That's what the Mishnah said. And then the Rambam adds, v'lihanois minat staka. He's also allowed to benefit from the kupa shel staka. So the Rambam says, not only could he take leket, chikcha, upeya, maiser ani, he's allowed to take staka as well. And the truth is, if you think about it in Svara, why should it be any different? If he's an ani, ba'os hasha, and therefore he's qualified to take things that it says in the Torah, la'ani v'lager taza v'isam, so it's mistaber that he'd be able to take tzedakah. Either way, that is the chiddush of Mishnah Dalet. This is the topic of a sugya mesechtes chulin daf kuf lamed with a whole bunch of raid. But either way, the chiddush of halacha Dalet is that someone that's an ani ba'os hasha is also considered an ani for leket, for shikha, for peya, for maaser ani, and like the Rambam adds, for tzedakah as well.